Juneau set a new record this fall with 34 consecutive days of precipitation. But last week, day after day of sunny skies sent Juneau residents flocking outside. KTOO's John Ryan filed this audio postcard from the busy ice of Twin Lakes.
My name's Tom Paul. We're at Twin Lakes at the wharf. I'm just getting my skates on and looking forward to an hour or so of fun on the ice. Seems like you could just go on forever without much effort, and I particularly like skating outdoors. You can go a long ways in one direction here at Twin Lakes. What is it, a half a mile or so, maybe a mile, and then and all you can go for a couple miles if you get the right conditions. You don't skate every year because you don't often get a frozen lake that's snow-free, and maybe two or three times a year, and you got to grab the window when you can.
This is Peter Ord, and we're at Twin Lakes playing a little pond hockey with a bunch of pond hockey addicts. And any day that there's ice, there's always a group of guys at noon. A lot of people take off work for a little while. It's our source of vitamin D, I guess. Vitamin H, vitamin hockey. This cold snap, they started up Saturday. And so it's been 4 days, 5 days. This is a rare stretch. If we can get 7 days straight, that's rare. And then it might disappear for a month or two or a week, and then maybe we'll get it back again. We mix up our locations between Twin Lakes, Pioneer's Home. We're out of Skater's Cabin, depending where the ice is the best.
And how do you like playing outside compared to playing at a rink?
Oh, this is by far my favorite source of hockey. Although I play at the rink, but this beats it all.
That audio postcard was produced by KTOO's John Ryan.